A reading from the prophet Malachi, the fourth chapter. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, said the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked. For they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. O Lord, have mercy on us. The situation is dire. Judgment is coming. Sin and its consequences lead to condemnation and final judgment. And Israel has sinned. God's people have turned against him. Malachi has warned of the coming destruction in earlier chapters preceding today's reading. The people have not turned from their sin. They've not repented. And judgment is coming on the day of the Lord. The judgment will be harsh, and it will be final. Total destruction. Burning like an oven, the evildoers will be turned into stubble. They will be set ablaze, left without root or branch. It shall be a great and horrible day, a day that no one dead or alive would desire to see, a day that will bring the condemnation and the destruction that sin deserves, a day when the righteous wrath of God will be poured out, a day that will make the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah or the destruction of the flood look mild in comparison, a day that will end all things. And this destruction applies to sinners. Sinners in Malachi's day, those who were turned against their God, those who had transgressed his holy law. But the same is true for sinners in every day. No one can escape the coming condemnation. This destruction and devastation belongs to all who have sinned. That means it belongs to you and it belongs to me. Consider for a moment. In our sin, we are no better than those sinners of Malachi's day. In our own and various ways, we too have worshipped other false gods and rejected the God who has created us and provided for us. We've turned against him with our sinful thoughts, our sinful desires, and our sinful deeds, and the sinfulness of our hearts. We've ignored calls to repentance at times in favor of the sinful pleasures of the day. Malachi's word from the Lord is all condemnation as it enters our ears too. His harsh words of condemnation apply to our sin. The burning means stubble for us without root or branch. The destruction of the day described belongs to sinners. But that's not Malachi's only word. Malachi has another word. He speaks to the remnant, a faithful few who had not fallen in that way but had returned to the Lord, who trusted in him for their salvation. They, like we, knew their sin, and they heeded the call to repent and did. The words of the destruction sounded in their ears too, and they also were filled with fear. But to them the Lord then sent another word, a greater word. For those who feared the Lord's name came promises of good things in the day of the Lord. The Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings. They, those redeemed and restored, going out leaping like calves from the stall. They who would tread on the wicked on the day of the Lord, restoration, not destruction, would be theirs. God proclaimed indeed the judgment that sin deserved, but then renewed his covenant with his faithful remnant. Yes, the destruction would come, but it would not come to them. They would be renewed. The destruction they deserved would be meted out on the Son of Righteousness. The day spring from on high would come and disperse the gloomy clouds of the night of their sin and their death and their condemnation. With outstretched arms, he would deliver Israel anew and completely. And he himself would be their root, even as he died on the tree of the cross. Sin trampled under his feet. And they, those sinners, well, in this one, they would be made righteousness. And for them, the day of the Lord would be glorious. And so it came. And so now also for us. Our sin does deserve the same condemnation. Yet as those who have been gifted faith in Christ Jesus, the day of the Lord comes with the promises that Malachi proclaimed centuries ago. The condemnation for our sin applied not to us, but to Christ. Death defeated, sin condemned, we forgiven. The Son of Righteousness has dawned upon us. He has granted us his healing, forgiveness, life, and salvation by his outstretched wings. The day spring from on high has dawned upon us. The gloomy clouds of sin and darkness have been dispersed, and Christ has cheered us by his drawing nigh to save us. So rejoice, Israel, rejoice. The day of the Lord is coming, yea, has already come. The Christ, whose first coming we prepare to celebrate, came to and for us. And the Christ, whose second coming we eagerly anticipate, is with us. He has ransomed his captive Israel. He has come and saved us. Incarnate and thirsting for our salvation, he embraced our lost and fallen race and procured our liberty in him. So come quickly, Lord Jesus. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.